From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Deadly bombings have killed at least 12 people in a Damascus suburb. Syrian state media reported that 12 people were killed in Sayyid al-Zainab, the home to Syria's holiest shrine. Islamic State claimed responsibility, saying that three militants, two with suicide belts and one in a car, carried out the attacks about 10 kilometers outside of Damascus. At least 55 people were injured in the bombings, which left charred wreckage and blasted buildings behind. The Sayyid al-Zainab Shrine contains the grave of one of the Prophet Muhammad's great-granddaughters and is the most revered Shiite shrine in Syria. Meanwhile, in Iraq, government forces met with heavy resistance from Islamic State fighters when they tried to retake the town of Fallujah. As Edward Uranian reports, fighting raged along three fronts near the city.
Iraqi government forces and their Shiite militia allies fought to wrest the Anbar province bastion of Fallujah from Islamic State militants Saturday amid conflicting reports on progress. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi claimed during a visit to the battle zone Saturday that government forces were advancing along a new front from the west of the city. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance, despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police have identified the man who shot a former contestant on the NBC television show The Voice to death Friday night in Orlando, Florida. Orlando police say that 27-year-old Kevin James Loibel of St. Petersburg, Florida, shot and killed Christina Grimmie as she was signing autographs and meeting fans outside a concert venue. John Mina is the Orlando police chief.
So this white male approached her and opened fire, striking her. At that, almost immediately, her brother Marcus Grimmie tackled the suspect to the ground. Shortly after that, the suspect killed himself.
Mina said detectives hope to get more information from Loibel's phone and computers to establish a motive for the shooting. Police said the suspect was carrying two handguns, extra magazines, and a large hunting knife. Christina Grimmie built up a huge fan base on YouTube and finished third in the 2014 season of The Voice. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging the Senate to swiftly send him a bill to help Puerto Rico manage its staggering debt crisis. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said the House of Representatives has already passed the bipartisan bill to address the crisis, and now the Senate must move quickly to follow suit.
This bill won't cost federal taxpayers a dime. It doesn't include special interest bailouts, and it gives Puerto Rico the ability to restructure its debt, safeguard essential services, and provide important protections to public pensions that more than 300,000 folks rely on to retire with dignity.
Puerto Rico is an unincorporated organized territory of the United States with Commonwealth status, which means it cannot declare bankruptcy. At least one person was hospitalized after clashes between Russian and English football fans before the start of Saturday's European football tournament match in Marseille, France. The fans clashed in the Old Port area of Marseille. Police fired tear gas and used water cannon to disperse the crowds. A large group of Russian fans in one of the stands behind the goal at the Stade Velodrome attacked English supporters after the two teams had played to a 1-1 draw. UEFA says it will open disciplinary proceedings over the violence in Marseille, with Russia facing stronger sanctions because its fans attacked England supporters in the stadium. Meanwhile, Air France pilots are striking to demand better working conditions while France is hosting the European Football Championships. About one-fourth of the airline's pilots are striking. The strike has affected flights carrying spectators to cities where the football matches are being played. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.